But I definitely think that, you know, people are staying to be unaffiliated for longer periods of time, or just, you know, than what we've traditionally seen. But I definitely think the fact that you can vote in the primaries now is an attractive fact. I mean, I will probably switch to an unaffiliated voter coming up to be able to cast my ballot in the Democrat presidential primary, even though it's a long way off, because in our state, I mean, unless my state senator or state house member has a real strong primary, I'm supporting Cory Gardner, you know what I mean? And yeah. I, even though there very well may be a primary there, I'm a Cory guy, and, you know, President Trump may have a challenger as well, but I'd rather, even though I'm a Republican, true and true, yeah. I want to weigh in on the Dem candidates, because there's going to be a boatload of them, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it will be. And without going any further, a lot of us will have an interesting decision to make if we decide to do what you're going to do, play in the Democratic primary, in terms of whether we want to try to vote for a terrible Democrat to try to help them pick someone who can't win, versus pick a good Democrat if we think the Republican can't win. So we'll talk about that later on, but it'll be interesting.
Yeah, that's for the next election.
Okay, let me ask you, just let's see if we can do this in about 1 minute. I want to address a listener email. The listener says, Ross, some people like me and everyone around me wait until the last day to drop off the ballot so it's less likely to be tampered with. One of the things that came up as I was on the panel for the Secretary of State debate that's going to air on Channel 12 on Friday at 7 o'clock is that Colorado has been rated, I think, both by organizations of secretaries of state and by the federal government as the safest, best protected election system in the country.
Yes.
How much do my listeners need to worry about ballot fraud and tampering in the state of Colorado?
I don't think they need